Right now it is time for a look at the Lakeville Journal, this week in the Lakeville Journal, and in our center studio, actually our ND, our NASCAR Dave studio, is Cynthia Hauswinters. Cynthia, good morning.
Good morning.
And live on the telephone, Janet Manco. Good morning, Janet.
Good morning.
So how are both of you? You survived Thanksgiving and everything?
Yeah, didn't put on 34 pounds, I'm happy to say.
That's good.
It was great. We missed you all for a week, but I hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving.
I love Thanksgiving. I love cooking the turkey,
yeah.
But then after that, it's just dressing for me.
Yeah, that's right. I love dressing.
I'm a weird guy, but that's
I love the
way
stuffing.
It is.
It's all about the stuffing for me.
Really, it really is. All right, let's go to the front page of the Lakeville Journal, and there's a couple of things that are big here, and that is. The update on Sharon Hospital once again at Sharon Town Hall coming up on what, November 30th?
December 3rd. Which is Monday, and it's Monday morning, so of course we're on deadline, so Janet and I would like to be there, but we are putting out the paper. Patrick Sullivan will be there, and this is actually a news release which we never put on the front page, but it's so important that we felt it was deserving of not only front page, but also great placement up there, so we hope people will go and ask questions, and you know, we still don't really, somebody said to me, is the maternity ward, what's going on with the maternity ward? And I said, you know, I don't know. I mean, I know it's closing, but I haven't heard an update on that. But I think it's important for us to keep our eyes on what's happening here. And then Maria Horn had sent out an email blast saying on December 4th, and Brian Oler had actually said this as well, that everybody really needs to be watching HealthQuest's efforts with the state to merge with Western Connecticut.
There's a public hearing coming up for that where people can speak on it. That's exactly right.
And that people, if they're upset about what's happening here in Sharon, that's a really good moment for them to say to the state, by the way, they made these promises in their last CON that were not fulfilled in our opinion.
Well, I've got to call out to Brian Oler to come in and talk about that, and I haven't heard back from Brian yet, but I know I will. And Maria Horn is going to come in and talk about that meeting because it's an important meeting.
Yes.
Whether you don't understand and want to support the hospital or whether you don't understand and you want to know why this is happening, this is a chance for you to get these questions out to the people that are going to make the decision on it.
Right. And I think that to a large degree, the Department of Public Health kind of does respond to what people say to them, that there's a lot that they're working on and that it's easy for them to be like, oh, this is an easy one. We're not going to pay that much attention. So I think it's really good for them to sort of see that everybody here is paying attention. And Maria is organizing rides, and we have an email address for her if you'd like to get in on that.
All right. Also, right below that, speaking about healthcare, is a new medical center is planned for Winsted.
Yeah, there's been a lot of activity on this front in the last month. These are plans that have been going on for years, it sounds like. And, you know, I'm a relatively new person to covering Winsted. And Janet, feel free to jump in if you'd like. But so there would Charlotte Hungerford has gotten approval from the Planning and Zoning Commission to do a 30,000 square foot medical center in Winsted. And of course, now I think, you know, based on HealthQuest and Sharon, I think that everybody is very aware that, you know, it's important to have some good medical care here, some important emergency medical care especially. And I think that now they have to get approval from the state and get approval for their helipad for a LifeStar.
All right. On the other side of the page, we got a donkey.
I know. Deb Alexander's is so funny, and that was her headline, Braze of Sunshine. And she had found out that they have these donkeys over at Trinity in West Cornwall, which is a very interesting place. And if you haven't had a chance to go over there, you should definitely go over there. They do a lot of community events. And actually, a friend of mine said she's going over there for a Christmas season retreat, which involves spending time with the donkeys and making cookies and some other things. So certainly look into that. But they have chickens there. They've got a working farm. And Joseph Rose, who is the head of the center, very interesting guy, was trying to figure out how they can protect the chickens and discover that donkeys are actually great predator fighters for chickens. And so it's a great thing for them because, of course, we associate Jesus and Jerusalem, the birth in Jerusalem, with donkeys.
All right. A picture of Mr. and Mrs. Claus at Noble Horizons.
I think that's Mrs. Claus and an elf, and it was taken by Megan Conklin from Salisbury Central School, but we also have some coverage by Deb Alexinas on the inside, and the Festival of Trees, always big fun, is going on until December 1st. On the night of December 1st is the gala auction, where people will get a chance to choose their tree and take it home, and really has become a nice activity for the kids with Nina Mathis portraying in a very lively way Mrs. Claus.
And sad news, really, out of Salisbury, but we knew it was coming, The pastor is going to, after 8 years.
Yeah, Diane Montecatini, who everybody loves. She's been a wonderful, nice, stable, solid, very active in the community presence. And her husband, Joe Catania. You know, we hate to see people leaving Sharon Hospital, but at this time, when all my doctors are retiring, Dr. Catania is also leaving, and they're moving to Vermont. And she says 8 years, it's like a good term in political office. 8 years is a good run.
Well, I always remember Val Bernardoni when he retired on the sixth year of being
superintendent.
He was quoted as saying the following: being a superintendent is kind of like being an umpire in baseball. The first 2 or 3 years, you know, everybody tends to agree with you. The next 2 years, the tide starts to shift where people have had enough of you. And then the last 2 years, really, you have a no-win situation.
Val Bernardoni was such a master, and I was lucky enough to cover him, not when he was superintendent, but when he was first selectman in Salisbury. Yeah. That was a guy who really knew how to get stuff done.
But great guy. But she's right. You know, an eight-year run is
just enough.
It's especially in today's up-and-down world.
Yeah.
Now, this is a story that just amazes me. And that is the length of it that's going on. The ZBA has extended the hearing on Metcalf paving.
So, of course, anybody who's had to have their driveway paved knows Metcalf. And if you've driven up to Great Barrington recently, you've probably seen their big billboard there. And I would say people generally like Ben Metcalf. But the people of East Canaan, which is kind of an area with a lot of farms and quarries, are dead set against letting him expand his operation up there. And this has been a very and as we know, people in East Canaan really know how to mobilize, as they did when there was a concrete plant being proposed for across the border in Massachusetts, which I believe was defeated. So they're sort of I'm on an email chain, very, very actively and adamantly opposed to the expansion of his operation there. And this has turned into a really big legal fight, and the details of it are, you know, questions about the planning and zoning and the zoning enforcement officer. But what it really boils down to is they do not want this plant, and they're gonna do everything they can to make sure it's not brought to town.
All right. When you go into the paper, first of all,
don't forget the double fatal car crash.
That happened on Monday night, right?
Yeah, it happened at midnight, and it was very icy out there, and there were 5 kids out driving around, 19-year-old at the wheel, juvenile in the car, and both the driver and the front seat passenger died. And the 3 passengers in the back were all injured. So again, a good reminder why we need medical care in Winsted nearby. But also, there was a big crash last night as I was driving through Millerton. So do keep an eye out. It's that black ice time.
And there was another crash in Norfolk late on Tuesday night that claimed the life of a woman. Right.
Norfolk and another one in Goshen. It's just been an awful start to this season. And we all have to take a look at our tires and slow down.
Right. That's what happens when you get 15 inches of snow in November, where people just aren't ready.
We're just
not
ready.
People don't have their snows on yet. But also, you know, people always ask why we run the police blotter. And to a large degree, what we're doing is we're trying to remind you that people get very cavalier about the roads around here and often drive much faster than they ought to. You forget that it's black ice, that it's almost more dangerous when you can't see the snow and ice on the road, and that there's a lot of animals jumping in and out from the sides of the roads. So really, no matter how good a driver you are, no matter how good your car is, do go slowly and no texting.
Okay, well, I want to remind people, when you open up the page, and don't bypass A2, because there's a ton of different things that are going on in our area that are featured under the police blotter on page A2. I mean, there's just a lot of things that go on.
And I want to throw in a plug for another story in A1, which is chock-a-block full, which is before the Thanksgiving holiday. Like, I'm one of those people that as soon as the turkey's wrapped up, I'm watching Christmas movies and playing Christmas music. So we interviewed about 30 people on their favorite Christmas films, and I was really surprised by the films that people listed.
What listed?
Die Hard. Who knew Die Hard is...
Well, they have that the original ones during Christmas. You're right.
Yeah, and that had never in a million years occurred to me. But there's a lot of other good ones in there that are surprising. So it's definitely a story worth looking at.
There's a new movie on Netflix that's out called Christmas Chronicles that is going to make that list. It's absolutely fantastic.
Good to know.
All right. How about we go on to page A3? There's lots of colors on these pages from now on.
Yes.
You've got the Festival of Trees. You have the in Kent. And then you have even in color, you covered one of the
folks
in Canaan.
The debut holiday event, which is the North Canaan Parade of Lights, which was on Sunday night. And I've gone to a lot of parades of lights, and I was so happy that this was one where it wasn't really, really freezing cold. It was just festively, seasonally chilly. There weren't that many fire companies there. Usually you have most of the towns will participate in each other's parades. I think there was Cornwall, Kent, and Norfolk, which made me wonder if there was some kind of an event going on that required the volunteers to be out. But so for the next few weeks, we have a special page that we're calling Holidays, and all the reporters have been out scurrying around like little elves and looking for places where you can do your holiday shopping, and it's a nice chance for us to sort of revisit some of our local businesses and let them know that we care for them. And so we have Deb Alexinas going, who went to Festival of Trees at Noble Horizons, which is always really fun. And then we had Shaw went over to Berkshire Country Store, which used to be here in Cornwall. It was a very popular little store. There were some issues with the rental of the space, yeah. So he moved to Norfolk. And as far as I can tell, he's done a great job there. So, you know, whenever I'm looking for presents for people who, because I'm often looking for people who live outside of the area, I try to find something that's local. And there is a lot of really interesting good stuff that's local from around here, and Berkshire Country Store has a lot of it. And if you want to know specifics, read Shaw's article. And Lance Christensen went to the Champagne Stroll in Kent, which is always a really nice event. And of course, the weather was quite chilly on the first day of it, but we've had worse, I'd like to say. And he got an adorable photo of a girl with a dog. Everybody in Kent always brings their dogs with them when there's an activity out in the middle of town. But lots of nice photos from that. Their tree lighting is coming up, and also their parade of lights and their annual gingerbread festival, which is really, really fun. And I highly recommend people go. It's kind of a scavenger hunt. You get a list, and you're supposed to mark off on your list which ones you visited. And there's a drawing for a prize and a puzzle.
You got lots of color on shopping and stuff like that on the next page, too.
Yeah, Bea Johnstone has, speaking of Kent, has moved from Kent to Sharon, is over there in the shopping plaza, and really is full of unbelievable stuff. And Alexander Wilburn, who has a very discriminating eye, loves that store. And sort of, you know, for me, $125 for a tie is a lot, but for an Hermes tie, not so much. And she has a really, she's a great curator, and she's a great stylist. So you can walk in there and you can kind of say, like, I, you know, I don't really know what to do with this. She'll style you up. And she has lots of basics, too. Like, she has basic leggings and, you know, simple sweaters and all sorts of stuff that Alex describes in his story. And then Sebastian Beckwith, who's friends with my friends Dana Cowan and Barclay Palmer, who live in Amenia. So I've met him a couple times at meals there, and he's fascinating. And we, of course, think of the big dog in this area when it comes to tea as the Harneys, who do such a beautiful job at their shop in Millerton and the factory. But Sebastian's also got his own little business, and just in time for the holidays, a book called A Little Tea Book.
All right. And on the next page, once again, more color when you cover a new book. And also, there's Christine Baranski at the HVA auction.
She's my hero, and I love her. And, of course, Diane von Furstenberg had for many years led this wonderful annual auction to support the Housatonic Valley Association and protection of our river. And those guys do a ton over there, including mapping of open space and protecting of land. They're very, very busy over there. And they have this great auction, and Christine Baranski runs it now. And, of course, my favorite choice for a holiday film, as you will see if you read our Christmas film story, is The Ref, which stars Christine Baranski, who's great. And Nick Stoller, who used to work at NRS, and is saying something which really I don't think can be overemphasized enough, which is if you're a person who has no money, you need a financial advisor just as much as somebody who has a lot of money. And Nick's got a new book out and points out things that, you know, there are nonprofits that will help you with basic financial planning, with helping to save for college, with helping to save for your future, and with understanding the market, which is very volatile right now, and helping you figure out what you can do to invest and protect yourself. So interesting article again by Deb Alexinas.
All right. I want to go to the next page. Another brewery, this time in Colebrook. We've got, of course, our brewery opening up in North Canaan, and this is in Colebrook.
Right, and apparently the so somebody just contacted me and said the brewery in Canaan is planning to open December 15th, so we'll see. And but I have somebody going over to interview them, and then these two guys are brothers in Colebrook, and I don't know why, I just assumed that they were young, but they're not. They're guys who've been around the block a couple times and have done a really good job with opening this brewery in Colebrook on a large farm, and the beer, not only did they get it up and running pretty fast. But the beer was so popular that they actually sold out. So they had to shut down and expand. And that's great news. So we have a lot of interesting brew activity. There's the Kent Falls Brewery also. And then there's that guy in Sharon who's growing hops and is selling to some of the local brews. So it's a really great little cottage industry going on here.
I got a picture of the annual Thanksgiving meal at the Pilgrim House in Canaan there, but also another Vedden video I caught from Falls Village.
Yes, the Vedden vids are great, and if anybody hasn't watched them, you need to go get some. It's one of those things like the ski jump where you sort of say to people, you haven't seen that yet? So ski jump, always fun. Eric Vedden's video is fantastic. I'm not just saying that because the Lakeville Journal was featured in a recent one. Eric's just a lovely guy and very quirky and brings a very interesting sensibility to these little small-town movies. And if you have that sense that people often get at Christmas time of like, gosh, New England's so great, these videos really are the essence of it.
All right. And in North Canaan, a food truck ordinance side.
Yes, and you might be thinking like, huh, that's funny. You don't really think of there being a lot of food trucks in
there
North Canaan.
There was just one that was there just at the end of last summer.
There was that one that was there last summer at Jim's Garage. And it was a guy that had been sort of recruited to come in and sell barbecue, and I think he did pretty well.
Yeah.
I think the food looked kind of interesting and good. So the guys from the Blackberry River Baking Company and the new Blackberry River Bistro, which has quietly opened up on Main Street in what used to be the office of Plant and Seeds and has a beautiful kitchen, they have a really interesting, nice little sort of Mexican-inspired menu, and they're serving Thursday through Sunday nights. And then, of course, Blackberry River Bakery is open, I think, 5 days a week. For breakfast and lunch, a very good bakery there too. So the owner of that place, it's very similar to the conversation about Airbnb, where he's coming in and saying, you know, it's hard for us. We're struggling to make a business go here in North Canaan. And when you let a food truck come in and they don't have to follow all the ordinances that we do, it's unfair to us. So let's talk about that. So they're looking at an ordinance on that.
All right. You've got also the Norfolk festivals covered and Salisbury Winter Sports Association, it's madness time on Saturday between 8 and 12.
That's a big sale. And if you want cross-country skis, I'm thinking about going because if ever there was a year when I'm thinking like, huh, I bet I could use some cross-country skis, this is going to be it. If it snows like it rained through the whole summer, we all are going to need cross-country skis. The first of the annual town meetings with the town reports, Cornwall, came out nice and early. Everybody sort of spreads them out between now and I think the end of January. And those town reports are really interesting to read. So if you live in a town, if you're new or if you're a longtime resident, you always learn something when you read the town report. A lot of people turned out for that sing-along in Norfolk, maybe because it was indoors. But that was a pretty impressive turnout. And, of course, we'll have a lot of coverage of seasonal events next week. And as Janet will mention later, we have the guide to holiday activities that Janet painstakingly puts together, and it's extremely useful.
Nice on your obituary page, right up on Steve Utterback.
Beloved local person. Sorry, I didn't mean to jump over you, Janet. Did you want to say something?
No, go ahead.
Steve Utterback, of course, a person that you know because he, and as we learned from his obit, which is very long and, of course, written by the family, got bit by the radio bug and apparently was just here all the time. I remember his voice.
He did news and he had a music show, yeah.
Yeah. Nice guy and died very suddenly and unexpectedly. And I think that based on something the family said, it's not really clear, actually, how he died. But he was just about to move to Indianapolis and
big lover of cars, automobiles, food, and
the nicest guy, absolutely.
And life.
And people, and life.
Yeah.
It's a guy that everybody liked. And, of course, another sad one on the jump of the obits was David Pepe, who had pancreatic cancer. So.
All right. Now, I want to slide over because we only have about 3.5 or 4 minutes left to go to the opinion page after a close election time to serve.
Right. This is referring to the 64th District and the close race between Maria Horn and Brian Oler. The fact that it had to go to a short recount, pullback, and then a full recount, recanvassed. It could have gone very differently if the candidates hadn't handled it as well as they did, and they both did, and the winner, Maria Horn, will now need to serve, and Brian Oler will certainly find another way to serve his community, which he has done, you know, all his adult life. And we certainly were among as everyone knows, we were counting those votes as, the election was winding down, and we sent information to the Secretary of the State. We will stay on top of that, but and we have stayed on top of that, but really admire the way these candidates handled it.
And a letter on the recount by Charlie Vail is there, and a few other letters as well.
That's right. Even post-election, we have some letters, and we continue to. So we welcome your thoughts. There's always something going on. Some good columns, too. Don't miss them.
Don't miss Snyder's cartoon, either. Mm-hmm. That's all I'll say.
Ever.
It's very, very it hits the mark. All right. Now, we only have about 2.5 minutes left, and we've got health and a very, very full compass.
So very quickly, pecans, or do you say pecans, as we say, featured on our health page and a column by Carolyn McDonough, country cook. Compass is chock-a-block, as you said, and is full tabloid. Peter Wojcik is back in the area, which is a huge big deal. World-famous sculptor, did the bulls at Hotchkiss, but has done much, much more, has an open studio coming up. Find out more about that. Show at Hotchkiss of work by 7 women photographers. Anne Day, who is a woman photographer, said it's really one of the best shows she's seen. She highly recommends it. Jeffrey Newman's got a show coming up at the Berkshire School, similar to like Neil, if you're familiar with Neil Gaiman and his book American Gods and the TV series made out of it, similar sort of looking at these iconic, kitschy places and doing these beautiful photos of them. Patrick Sullivan, a laugh out loud, hilarious story about bad TV. Very interesting, a thoughtful story by Alexander Wilburn about Boy Erased, about conversion therapy for young gay men. Really, really beautifully written article, very thoughtful. The Tri-State Chamber of Commerce. Regional Hometown Holidays, Janet has put together, very extensive, every tree lighting, all the activities coming up, advertising from lots of our local businesses, people to think about at the holiday season, calendar, and of course, coming up on Sunday, 1 p.m., the Jigsaw Puzzle Swap at the Lakeville Journal office. If you like jigsaw puzzles, do come.
Yeah, a great way to start the holiday season. You'll know just what to get for that person on your list who is hardest to shop for.
What's great about this is that you've got the Tri-State Chamber of Commerce, which really culminates with their stuff this weekend on the 1st, and now the town of Amenia has a big event like this on the 1st, which includes all of Osaic, and this is where you see the communities come alive.
It's really true. There's so much. It's the entire tri-state area. There's so much going on, and now is the time to take advantage of it and to be aware, even if you're driving through a place, of when their events are happening. So
it really is
know to appreciate it and not complain about it.
It's really amazing the way the volunteers at all these churches and nonprofit organizations get together. And literally in this small little area, there's probably over the course of the next 2 weekends, 50 different locations you can go to find things that are all local, that are all non-local. And then I don't want to forget about the Salisbury Artisans, what they're going to do on their second weekend at the White Hart, where they donate their proceeds to area charities.
Right.
The region shines this time of year.
The region shines. And, I'll put in the plug for the Tri-State Chambers Hometown Holidays event at the White Hart on the Green in Salisbury, 4:30 to 6. That's the same place where you'll find those artisans, and it's just a great time to do all kinds of things.
All right. Well, we are out of time, speaking about time.
Yeah, that's the way it's going to be for the next month. We'll all be short of time. But
that's right.
Fit all the fun stuff in.
But then comes January.
That's right.
No. That's right. And then, worse, February.
Well, then you'll have jigsaw puzzles to work on.
That's right.
Okay. We'll find something.
All right, guys. We'll speak to you guys next week.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Take care. That is This Week in the Lakeville Journal here on Robin Hood Radio. Find the Lakeville Journal at tricornernews.com.